Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a story, a joke, something different, and I call those things Wombats. That's where my title comes from. And I have a wombat tonight. Tonight's show starts with You, 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 a gentle love song from 1953, sung by the Ames Brothers.
You, 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 I'm in love with you, you. I could be so true, true, true to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you want to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you. Each other, sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you, 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 you could make my dreams come. If you say you love me too, each other, sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you, 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 you could make my dreams come. If you say you love me too.
That was You, You, You by the Ames Brothers. The next song is That Summer by Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks and his wife wrote this song. A young man is working on a farm, and the widow lady who's running the farm is interested in him, and this is their story. So this is That Summer by Garth Brooks.
I went to work for her that summer. Teenage kids so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell-bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see, both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter. There was a softness in her eyes. And on the air there was a hunger. Even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind after only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eye. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. That summer, the sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. Rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night.
You just heard That Summer by Garth Brooks. Next up is a song from 1952, Lady Love by Vaughn Monroe.
I've got two arms, eager and strong. I've got two arms to hold my lady. But they've been oh so empty so long that heaven knows I need my lady love.
Oh, I've got two arms, eager and strong. I've got two arms to hold my lady love. But they've been oh so empty so long that heaven knows I need my lady love.
Beautiful toothpaste, beautiful soap, beautiful brush and comb. Fixin' to kiss my lady love, fixin' to walk her home. Beautiful razor, beautiful blade, beautiful shaving cream. fixin' to hold my lady love, fixin' myself a dream. Oh, I've got two eyes, have I? I've got two eyes to see my lady love.
My lady!
But they have seen her only at night, for
she is all that I've been dreaming of.
Pretty perfume, bought the five and dime. Fixing to kiss my lady love, fixing to have a time. Beautiful sunset, beautiful sky, beautiful everything. Fixing to love my lady love, fixing to have a fling. I've got two arms, eager and strong. I've got two arms
to
hold my
lady
love. But they've been oh so empty so long that heaven knows
I need my lady love. I've got two arms, eager and strong. I've got two arms to hold my lady love.
My lady,
but they've been oh so empty so long that heaven knows I need my lady love.
Lady Love, sung by Vaughn Monroe. The next song is a country music song. It's Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Lynn Anderson. Just because a woman is being treated well and given all sorts of luxuries doesn't mean she's happy. And in this case, silver threads and golden needles aren't going to buy her love. Lynn Anderson sings it for us. Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Lynn Anderson. The next song is I Don't Know a Thing About Love by Conway Twitty. The singer is talking to the moon. You might think of the moon as a higher power. And the moon is basically giving him answers saying, I don't get involved in this sort of thing. You're going to have to figure this out for yourself.
I talked to the man in the moon. I said, sir, is she coming back soon? He smiled and he stated, son, I'm overrated. I've had too much credit in those old love tunes. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. Then I ask him, where is she tonight? You must see all things with your light. He said, son, I could tell you things that might kill you, but I don't get involved in what's wrong or right. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. He said, I can move oceans when I take a notion, or make mountains tremble and rivers run dry. But in all matters human, remember there's someone in charge of those things way above you and I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. I don't know a thing about love.
Conway Twitty singing I Don't Know a Thing About Love. The next song is If You Leave Me Now by Chicago from 1976. It was their first hit, and it was a big hit. It went to number one in the U.S. and almost around the world. Chicago went on to have a great career, but this is their first big hit, If You Leave Me Now.
You take
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. Next up is Don Williams singing Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. Almost everyone makes it out eventually, though it may take a lot longer than they'd like. But some people just plain get stuck. And Don Williams tells the story, Some Broken Hearts Never Mend.
Coffee black, cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die.
Some Broken Hearts Never Mend by Don Williams. Next is a classic country song, Wabash Cannonball, sung by a classic country singer, Doc Watson. And he was from around here. He was from Deep Gap, North Carolina. I looked it up. It's not too far from Boone. So he was from this part of the world. So here is Doc Watson with Wabash Cannonball.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, the Queen of Flowing Mountains to the south down by the moor. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all, a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as you glide along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's bawl, as you travel across the country on the Wabash Cannonball. All the eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way. to the hills of Minnesota where them rippling waters fall. No changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Yeah, man, she's a through train. Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand in the hills of Tennessee and other courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over and them curtains round him fall, but we'll take him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. I went down to Birmingham one cold December day. When she pulled into that station, you could hear them people say, there's a fella from Tennessee, boys, he's long and he's tall. He came down to Alabama on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to that jingle, the rumble and the roar, as you glide along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo squall, as you travel across the country on the Wabash Cannonball.
That was Wabash Cannonball by Doc Watson. The next song is Thriller by Michael Jackson. This is the best-selling song in history, best-selling recording, and the video which goes with it, the music video, is also the tape of it. The VHS tape is the best-selling VHS tape in history. At the end of the song, there's a voiceover by Vincent Price, and he talks about a scary night, and I like that too. Here is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Thank you. at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, which I call a wombat. And now I'm getting ready to give you tonight's wombat. The next song is going to be a bit of a wombat in itself. The song is called They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha. And it's an amusing song about insanity, and I'll introduce it in a minute. But first, I want to read you something. When the song I'm going to play for you was recorded in 1966, songs were sold on records that had one song on the A side, one on the B side. And the song I'm going to play was on the A side. I'm going to read you what it said about what was on the B side of that record. Continuing the theme of insanity, the flip or B side of the single was simply the A side played in reverse. And given the title, I can't read because it's the title read backwards. You know, like, it's the words of the title all read backwards. And here's one more quote from this article. In his book of rock lists, rock music critic Dave Marsh calls the B-side the most obnoxious song ever to appear in a jukebox, saying the recording once cleared out a diner of 40 patrons in 3 minutes flat. Well, if that little reading was a wombat, then what's next is a wombat squared. This is the first 30 seconds or so of that recording of They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, played backwards. And you can judge just how obnoxious it is.
And then I'm nice and so this is the Bible on the mast of all of the reaps of fellow Murphy, no clubs, naughty. Oh, here we have just this new...
That was a little bit of They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, played backwards. So that's tonight's wombat. This is the song that is played backwards on the other side of the record. They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, by Napoleon XIV. Two things I'd like to point out. One is, the man who recorded this song worked in a sound effects studio, and he used a lot of stuff on the song, so listen for those. The second thing is, listen closely to the end of the song to see who it is that drove the man insane by leaving him. Who was it?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to...
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, by Napoleon XIV, and I should warn you, I personally find that a very difficult song to forget. It sticks in my head. Now, we're moving on to Alan Jackson singing If Love Was a River. It's a nice song, but it's clever. It's interesting. Listen closely to the lyrics. Questions are being asked. Think about how you might answer some of those questions. If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson.
Love was a river, and I was a drowning man. Would you get in the water? Would you lend me a hand? If love was a river, would you sit on the land? If love was a mountain, high above this town, would you climb to the top? Would you never look down? If love was a mountain, would you go around? Love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a firefly sitting in your hand, would you laugh when it twinkled, let it go again? If love was a firefly, would you understand? Everyone you know, would you dance if I ask you, or would you smile and say no? If love was a party, would you even go? And love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a fast train on a one-way track, would you turn in your ticket? Would you never look back? If love was a fast train, would you even pack?
You just heard If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson. The next song is Dueling Banjos by Eric Weisberg on banjo and Steve Mandel on guitar. You may remember this from the movie Deliverance, a very scary movie. This was one of the great scenes in it when the banjo was played and the guy in the boat down there is playing the guitar and sort of challenging the kid to play the banjo. And the kid responds pretty well, I'd say. So here is Dueling Banjos. That was Dueling Banjos by Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel. Next is Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend by Lobo. He wrote this, and it describes the way some relationships, unfortunately, sadly end.
I stopped sending flowers to your apartment. You said you aren't at home much anymore. I stopped dropping by without an appointment, 'cause I'd hear laughter coming through your door. Sometimes late at night you'll still call me, just before you close your eyes to sleep. You make me vow to try and stop by sometime, but baby, that's a promise I can't keep. I love you too, much to ever start liking you. So let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you. So don't expect me to be your friend. I don't walk down through the village or other places that we used to go to all the time. I'm trying to erase you from my memory, 'cause thinking of you jumbles up my mind. I love you too much to ever start liking you. So let's just let the story kind of end. I love you too much to ever start liking you. So don't expect me to be your friend. See you. You smile that way, you take my hand, and then introduce me to your latest lover. That's when I feel the walls start crashing in. I love you too much to ever start liking you. So let's just let the story. I love you too much to ever start liking you. So don't expect me to be your friend.
You just heard "Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend" by Lobo. The next song is "Breaths" by Sweet Honey and the Rock. Maybe some night I'll do a whole show on Sweet Honey and the Rock. They're a all-female African-American a cappella group, and I saw them live perform several times. The members have changed, but their main stuff is always the same. Same kind of beautiful, wonderful music. I love the fact at the end of the song, they use heavy breathing as kind of a music. It was written by one of their members, Isaiah Barnwell, who was one of the more vibrant members of the group. Sweet Honey and the Rock with "Breaths."
Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's bird when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's bird in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never left, but dead are not under the earth. They are in the rustling trees, they are in the groaning woods, they are in the crying grass, they are in the moaning rocks, but dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water as those who have died have never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the waiting child. They are with us in the home. They are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to themes. Listen more often to things than to themes. Tis the ancestor's birth. When the fire's voice is heard, tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water. Listen more often to things than to themes. Listen more often to things than to themes. Tis the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the water.
You just heard Breaths by Sweet Honey and the Rock. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play a few songs I love and throw in a few odd things, which I've done tonight. And now it's time to end the show in the way I always do. I ask you to join me in something. I encourage you to join me in something. So please, please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.